Two travellers from southern Africa have tested positive in New South Wales to this new Omicron COVID variant. While much remains unknown about the new virus strain, many nations, including Australia, have already responded by reinstating a tighter border on international travellers from countries of concern. Epidemiologists say it's important to remain alert without overreacting as more information emerges in coming weeks. And it's again prompted calls for wealthier nations to help poorer countries vaccinate their populations to avoid inevitable mutations. Noor Haider reports.
As Australians look forward to the summer holidays, COVID-19 appears to have delivered yet another curveball. A new strain of the virus, dubbed Omicron by the World Health Organization, was first reported in South Africa earlier this month. Cases have since been detected in travellers across Europe, Israel and Hong Kong, and as of last night, Australia. Professor Catherine Bennett is Chair in Epidemiology at Deakin University.
I think we've got everything in place we need to, just to put us into a holding pattern until we get a much better, fuller understanding of this variant.
As a precaution, the federal government on Saturday moved to ban all non-citizens travelling from 9 countries across southern parts of the African continent from entering Australia, while Australians arriving from those countries must now undergo 14 days of hotel quarantine. Some states and territories have also taken the step of requiring all international arrivals to be tested and self-isolate for 72 hours, irrespective of their vaccination status.
If it turns out that it's not a risk to us, even if it's a bit more infectious, but our vaccine still works and our coverage will protect us, particularly if it's responsible for a more benign illness, then we can ease back on those restrictions. But it's important that we do dial them up.
Scientists are moving quickly to gather intel about Omicron, with cases rapidly surging in South Africa and early evidence suggesting an increased risk of reinfection.
Their vaccination rates are low in that region. South Africa, which has one of the higher rates, still has less than 25% of the population vaccinated.
Omicron has a large number of mutations, which raises questions about whether it can circumvent existing vaccines.
Reassuringly, we're hearing that from South African Medical Association that the infections are presenting with a more mild illness, a slightly different profile of symptoms, and an infection that seems to be self-resolving in a couple of days.
If that is the case, it'll be met with a sigh of relief around the world. Tim Costello is the director of the End COVID for All campaign, which has been warning that without a coordinated effort to lift vaccination rates globally, mutant strains will keep emerging.
The whole world is interdependent, profoundly interconnected. And the only way out is to vaccinate, and to do it with not a nationalist mindset, but with an internationalist commitment. We've been warned there will be, yet because we haven't vaccinated the world's poor, more mutant strains. We cannot simply, even if we get out of this Omicron disaster now with the vaxxers working, just rest on our laurels.
Reverend Tim Costello, ending Noor Haider's report.